Love is made of images. It was March when Virginia Woolf wrote in her diary that summer should be here again, and I still have the faculty of wonder at it. But the day of our pilgrimage to 22 Hyde Park Gate, then Kensington Gardens, was characteristically damp and gray. I, for one, was grateful for that weather. Without it, how would we ever have managed to leave Round Pond, where an elderly man handed crusts to a young boy who then handed them to geese? That was the morning of the afternoon we lunched at the British Museum. I've checked my diary. Overlooking the crowds, trailing fingers across the reading room's blue leather. I remember the water sparkling in my glass, two anchovies lying in a puddle at my bowl's bottom, though not, it turns out, what either of us had to say. You wore jeans that day, a gray wool sweater, had already rehung your scarf by the time I photographed you on the steps leading back down from the cafe. In the picture, its black ends dangle before either side of your chest, straight as the banner behind you, advertising a new exhibit called Living and Dying.